Hi everyone, this is Shai Danon from Israel, and I'm here today again very quickly with Barry Trower from the UK. Barry is a physicist. He worked in the Royal Navy for I think more than 50 years, specializes in microwave weapons. He worked with the Royal Navy and governments. Hi Barry, how are you doing?
I'm okay, sir.
Great. Barry, things obviously, as you know, are accelerating now. And while all this corona story is going on, it seems like I can say for Israel, for sure, it seems like that Israel government is deploying, while we speak, while everyone is at home, they're deploying a 5G system. So I want people to know very quickly, if you can tell us, is 5G a weapon system?
Yes, it is a weapon. It has been used as a weapon system going back 20, 30 years, and it can be a weapon system, yes.
Do you have an idea why they're doing it? Why government are deploying this sort of system? Why they're doing it?
Maybe they're being lied to by the forces that are pushing out the 5G. I don't know. But it's been known since the 70s that the 5G, the frequencies of 5G, are extremely harmful to all living things, including humans.
Can we expect, while this will be deployed, can we expect a lot of deaths and illnesses and various other things?
Yes. All microwaves of all Gs, they all reduce immune systems of all living things except three things. One of those are bacterium and viruses. Mm-hmm. They thrive and multiply when they are microwaved. So you have a situation in Israel where all living things are losing their immune systems, but the bacterium and viruses are strengthening theirs. And 5G will only exacerbate the situation.
Unbelievable. You said three things and you mentioned bacteria and viruses. What's the third?
There are microorganisms called tardigrades,
right,
which NASA have beamed into space, and they seem impervious to just about everything. And the other living things are scorpions.
Right. So basically, if I go back, you said possibly the government is being lied to by those who are pushing the 5G weapon system. Who those behind the scenes might be?
Whoever is pushing out 5G, to be honest, I don't know. The problem is you have such powerful people hiding behind companies. Mm-hmm. But whoever is trying to put several million space satellites into space, somebody has to be behind this with a lot of power and a lot of money. And they are lying to virtually everybody on the planet, as everybody has been over all of the other Gs and microwaves. My initial reaction, and this is only a guess, would be that the United States, a department in the United States, have to be involved.
You mean the DOD, probably?
Well, initially, and I have the documents, it was the National Intelligence Agency. So maybe there is a department within a department of the United States.
Right. Any idea why they're doing it? I mean, knowing it's killing people, it's going to kill a lot of children, obviously. They're putting it now in schools. I have friends who spoke with the headmaster in school because he saw some antennas being put up, and he asked him, what's that? And he said 5G. So we can expect to see children die and get hurt from these systems. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Thank you. Do you know what's the agenda behind it? I mean, it's to kill people and children. I mean,
it has been published that some of the people forcing this out are actually living in areas totally exempt from 5G. So I would imagine it is to make a lot of money very, very quickly, become super trillionaires, and this is only a guess, become supertrillionaires, and at the same time reducing the world's population, making food and plants very scarce, so you can increase your profits as well. And I mean, that is happening.
Very quickly, how can we stop it? Now, I mean, time is really short. How can we stop it?
I can tell you now, the best way to stop...
Sorry, Barry, you were cut because I get like an incoming call. You were saying the best way?
The best way to stop it is to ask a couple of very important people from your embassy, which is only a couple of hours away from me, to come to my house, look at the documents, look at the proof, talk to me, and I will give them the answer.
Right, let's say it won't happen. What's the best way for people in Israel, how they can stop it now, before it goes on?
You've got to stop 5G going up. That is the only way. And 4G and 3G as well.
Yeah, all right. But 5G, as far as I understand, it's far worse than 4G and 3G.
It is absolutely far worse.
Barry Trauer, thank you very much. I hope we succeed given the time frame we have. Thank you for everything you've done.
Okay, sir. And by all means, if somebody from your embassy wishes to contact me and come out here, they're more than welcome.
Will do. Excellent. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.